This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Around the world, there are continued signs of solidarity with American protests against police brutality and racism. Australians in support of Black Lives Matter movement to raise awareness of the mistreatment of Indigenous Australians showed up in the tens of thousands Saturday. It comes as authorities were still trying to mandate social distancing, with the coronavirus still a major threat to society. A last-minute appeal at the New South Wales Court of Appeals allowed a rally in Sydney, where several thousand people marched chanting Black Lives Matter. Protesters took to the city's main train station among a heavy police presence. Some were seen dousing liquid in their eyes after being pepper sprayed by authorities. Inspired by the death of George Floyd, who died in Minneapolis, many protesters wore black masks with handwritten "I can't breathe" signs on them. Floyd's last words, which have become a rallying cry worldwide for the Black Lives Matter movement. Also in the heart of London, thousands of people rallied to support U.S. protest against police brutality. They waved placards and chanted "No justice, no peace, no racist police." The rolling global protests reflect rising anger over police treatment of ethnic minorities. The British government had warned people to stay away because of the threat of coronavirus. Huge crowds gathered at Parliament Square, making social distancing impossible. Later, protesters stopped traffic as they marched towards the American embassy. In Berlin, several protesters were arrested as thousands rallied against racism and the death of George Floyd. Police said a small group of protesters had injured a policeman by throwing stones and bottles at him. Again, protesting continues around the globe and in the United States in the wake of the death of George Floyd. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News.